go outside the tchum. In other words, like this left picture of Rashi, when you're making your left turn to go outside the city to measure across the ditch, you have to make sure you do not walk a tchum outside the city. If the place where the ditch gets narrower than 50 is more than a tchum left of the city, you can't measure from there. And the Gemara will explain, because it's a gzeira, that people think any time when you're measuring the tchum, you go out of the tchum, people think that's also part of the tchum. Therefore, since it's a gzeira, you can't measure and walk outside the tchum. Bavach lo yetzei chus betchum. Said Rashi, Bavach lo yetzei chus betchum. Shim hoya roch boi shogei kineger ir. V'yotzei chus betchum. If the width of this ditch is 50 yamas wide all along the city, this Rashi has a different pshat, he doesn't like this pshat. The next pshat he says, Lishna Chmina, is like we said, that people think any time when you're measuring, you're going outside the tchum, people think all that is part of the tchum of the Shabbos, and they'll think they're allowed to walk that far out. Now let's say the cloud, this ditch all along the city is wider than 50 yamas. So you cannot measure it with one string of 50 yamas that one person stands on one side of the ditch and the other person is the other side of the ditch and you're measuring straight across. It's wider than 50 yamas. So now, how do you measure this ditch? Is the zoo Omer Reb Doistoi, Reb Yanai, Mishum Reb Meyo, Shamati, I heard over, that there's a little cooler now. You could be mako by measuring this tchum, Shemekadrin Bohorim. You should know when you measure a slope of going up a mountain or going down a ditch, there's a special way how you measure it. It's called Mekadrin. So Rashi says Mekadrin means Noikfin, means we like make holes. Royin Kilo Noikfin Oysen, we like making holes along. Omoidedin Derechanekid, we measure through the hole. Lamayit Midas Medroine, to take away a little bit from the slope of the mountain. So the Yonah B'Gemara, the Gemara explained, what does this mean? Shemoidedin Oysen Bechevo Shodal Damas. We take a string now only 4 amas wide. And the bottom person puts the string next to his heart. And the person, like 4 amas higher up, puts the string next to his foot. Therefore, it would be memayet, the modron, the slant of the mountain, in every dal damis, a half of the claim of Adam.
Because we're not measuring really a straight 4 amas. We're not telling the bottom person put it near your foot and the top person puts it mamish 4 amas above. We're making it a little bit cooler here. That the bottom person has a right to pick up the string and put it connected his lathe. That's like halfway, that's the half of his height. And then the other person upwards puts the string down next to his foot. So we're gaining on this measurement. And then the next person also, when you go up again, you take the same string and he doesn't measure where his foot is, but he has the right to pick it up next to his heart, and from there we go up 4 amas. So the kids, every 4 amas, we are gaining a little bit. That's the Rabbanan will make, since the Tchum, we'll see in the Gemara, is only Midrabbanan, therefore, and when we measure a Shir or Midrabbanan, we have this new Kula, it's called Shemekadrim Bahurim. When you have to measure a slope, you don't measure directly straight the slope, but you have the right to have this little Kula of measuring in every Dal Damas, you gain half the height of a person. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Nunches. You learned the Mishnah last time, or just the last? Yeah, start from the Gemara. So the Gemara in Minohan Emili. How do we know this Yisai, the what, that you use a string of 50 Yamis to count the Tchum? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Yehuda Omar Rav says, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Oirech HaChotzer Meyer B'yama. The length of the Chotzer HaMishkan, was 100 Amis wide, 100 Amis long. V'roichev chamishim b'chamishim, and it was wide 50 by 50. Yeah, so the lashon of chamishim b'chamishim we darshin omra Torah. The Torah says v'chevel shel chamishim ama modud. Measure a tchum by a string of 50 yams. Frag the Gemara, Haimiboile Lito Chamishim Velisovev Chamishim. From this postik, we darshan before the shear of a karfev, which is 70 yamis. In other words, the postik says, Chamishim bichamishim. What's this lashon of 50 by 50? We say, take a place of 50 by 50 yamis, and then another place of 50 by 50, and put it around the first 50 by 50 yamis. So if you put 50 by 50 around 50 by 50, it comes out to be 70 by 70 yamis. So that was the shear of a karfev always, and we said it's 70 yamis. So how could you tell me now from Chamishim b'Chamishim, we're darshaning to measure things with a string of 50 yamis? We learn that a different drasha from this pasuk. We learn now that there's a din of a karfev. After the Gemara, im kein lei makro Chamishim b'Chamishim. Let the Torah just say like a double lashon of Chamishim. He used 50 two times. In other words, he used 50 around 50. My Chamishim b'Chamishim, what's the lashon of 50 with 50? Shamat minah tartik. Here we learn out two things. That, first of all, there's an inyan to make a shear of 70 by 70 yamis. That's called chamishim in chamishim. And secondly, there's a shear to measure other tchumim, to measure measurements with a string of 50 yamis long. Vayta the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, loy pochus v'lo yoser. You can't use the string shorter than 50, and you can't make it longer than 50. So the Gemara tono, loy pochus mifnei shemarbe. You can't make it shorter because you're making it too long. What does that mean? Rashi mifnei shemarba kishachevel kotzer, when the string is short, yocho lemoitchoi, you could pull it. Umara chamid, you could like pull the string tight and stretch the string. The Torah says the chevel shanun yumdud. Therefore, measure it with a string 50 yamas long. 50 yamas, you can't stretch it so much. That's why you can't make it shorter. Today you should not make the medida longer than it should be. For lo yoser, you can't use a string more than 50 yamis, if neshe mamayit, because then you'll make the tchum shorter. You won't measure good enough. So Rashi said, if neshe mamayit, she koivdoi machpiloi, because the weight of the string itself in between makes it like slope downwards, o miskatsa b'emtsiyusa. You're not going to get a full measurement. You can't stretch it out all the way. The middle is going to seep down. So therefore, 50 yamas, that's the perfect measurement to get exactly 50 yamas. Omer Abasi, Ein moidedin ela bechevel shel afaskimo. You only use a string made up from afaskimo. Fret Gemara, Maya afaskimo, what does that mean? Omer Ababa, Nagila. It means a string made from Nagila. Fret Gemara, my Nagila, what does Nagila mean? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, diklo dechad navra. That means a dekel of palm tree. Dechad navra, Rashi says, navra means a sieve, shagodel umizgalgel sobev hadekel. That's like the bottom bark that grows around the palm tree. Okay, begulinish ragofanim. And in that bark, if you pull off the bark, there are like fibers inside there. And from those fibers, you make the string. Ikad yarmi, some say, my afaskima. What does afaskima mean? Rabbi Abba Omer Nagila. Rabbi Abba was the one that said it means Nagila. Rabbi Yaakov said it means Diklo Dechad Navram. It's these fibers that you find inside the palm tree by the bottom bark. That's what you make the string out of. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. Ein Lecho Sheyopole Medida Yoise Mishal Sheleh Shel Barzel. Really the best thing to use to measure the Tchum should be an iron chain. Use an iron chain, that's the best way to measure. Avomana said, but what can we do? Shirayom Ritoyer, the Torah says, a posik in Zechariah, uviyodai chevel mida. In his hand, he had the string of measuring. So, Zechariah, what do we measure with? With a chevel, with a string, and not with an iron chain. Rashi, uviyadu ish. It's the next posik, right? For the Mar Spiro of Oksiv, the posik says in Yecheskel, uviyadu ish kono hamida. The man had in his hand the reed that he measured with. A kona. Mashman, you don't use a string, you use a kona. Have the Gemara, who the teroi? That's talking about measuring the gates. The Rashi says, the teroi, limdod reichav ashorim. If you want to measure the width of the gates, for that you could use a kona, a reed. When you want to measure the tchum, then you're supposed to use a string. For a toni,
Rav Yosef Shloisha Chavolim Heim. There are three different types of strings that have three different dinim to it. Shel Megag. That means on the side it says Kamin Gemi Min Gami, which means a type of a reed. That's one type of a string. Shel Noitzer. That's what we had before. That's a type of a string that comes from the fibers of the dekel tree. And the shell pishtin, third type, is made out of pishtin, made out of flax. So the Gemara shell megag lepora. They use that type of a string to tie up the pora duma. The tanan we learned called tuhum bechevel hamagoig. They used to tie it down with a string of magoig. V'nosnuhu al gabi marchosa. They put it on top of the marocha when they started to burn it. And so Rashi says, why did they use this? Rashi says, shenu mekabelus tuma. Sheikol maise pora betayra. The paraduma, they did things not to metamit. So therefore, they use the string that's not makabutuma. So the Tosis says, the third Tosis, Bechevel Amagog, Afagav Dushum Chevel Einu Makabutuma, even though really no strings are makabutuma. Divina and Tavi Vorig, it only gets a shame vegan if it's woven. Tavi Vorig, and here string is not woven. Kiryam Maperek Bamea Isha, Mishumaila Teratiz, Mishumaila the Pora Boy Mimin, Shein Makabutuma. Here, Mishum Amayla Paraduma, with Dafkin Makbet, to use a min that no matter, even if you'd weave this min, still it will not be Makabutuma. So if a Gami is not a min, that's Makabutuma. Weiter. Shel Neitzrim Lisoita. This type of a string that was made out of the fibers from a deco, from a palm tree, they use it to tie up a soita. The Tanan we learned. The Yachakach Mevi Chevela Mitzri, afterwards they took the string of Mitzri, which is the string made from the palm tree, the Koishre Lamala Midodeh, and they tied it on top of a breast of the Soita. So they used this string for the Soita. So that's not like the Mandiyam before. Like the Mandiyam before, we used this type of a string to measure the Tchum. But this Mandiyama is Shel Pishta Lamedida. Which string did they use for measuring the Tchum? They used a string made up from flax. Shel Pishta is Lamedida. And like Rashi says, Noitrim, Orova, Klupa, Laz, Tsuri, Deka, Vuhus, Siv, Hacht, Reb Yosef, Pola, Gad, Rabasi. He dings on Rabasi before. Rabasi before says, we use this for Tchum. And he says, no, we use this string for the Soita. And for Tchum, we use a Pishtun. The Mishnah says, you're measuring your Paimam outside the city. Then you come into a ditch. Now, Zot Gemara, Mi Diktoni, Choyzele, Midosoi, since the Mishnah says a loshen, you measure it and then come back to your medidom michlal. Let's say you can't measure the ditch; it's wider than 50 amos. Like we're saying, you measure with a string of 50 amos wide long. So if one person stands on one side of the ditch and it doesn't reach the other side, it's more than 50 amos away. Is holach l'makim shiachol avluyoi. So the Yetzer is, let him walk leftwards of the city until the place where the ditch becomes narrower, and it's not wide 50 yamas. That there one person can stand at one side, and the other person can stand all the way up on the other side of the ditch, and it's less than 50 yamas across, so they just use this 50 yamas string to measure from one side to the other side. Omavluyoi, and he measures the whole ditch with one string of 50 yamas. In other words, we gain by the deal, you do not have to go down the ditch and then come up again. You don't measure the slope going down or the slope coming up. As long as you can get straight across the ditch within 50 amos, that's the way you measure it. Now, v'tzoifa k'neged midosai, you measure k'seida straight up until you'll be able to go straight across into the city. V'chayzer, and then you come back to the place in the city where you were measuring straight across. Now the picture of this is, like Rashi has in the Mishnah here, that the ear itself was on the bottom with the two lines going down. That's considered the city. Now, straight across the city, the ditch is very wide. It's more than 50 yamas wide. You can't measure it straight across. So you make a left turn and go all the way down to the corner, where there you could put the string straight across. It's only 50 yamas. But now, how do you come back again to continue your measuring straight across the city? You have to first go up again like another 50 yamas. They go 100 amas up on this left side. Then make a right turn, like we have there at Saifa. Come back to the place where you were before, where you're measuring connected the city. So that's now 100 amas further, where you were before, from measuring the city. that you have this kula, you could go away, and then chayzel midosei. Then you have to walk back to the same place where you were counting from before. So the Gemara here, Tanina loho, the Tana Rabbanan. I'll bring you right to this, like we learned in the Braisa. The Tana Rabbanan says in the Tesefta, ho yomoided, a person was measuring outside the city, did a tchum. Vehigia hamida lagai. And while he was measuring, all of a sudden it came a ditch, deep down and then wide across. Is im yochol hav liyoy b'chevel shachamishim hamo mav liyoy. Again, if this ditch is not wider than 50 amis, so you can go look cooler here, and have one person stand on one side, the other person on the other side, and stretch the string straight across, and you measure 50 amis straight across as if the ground is flat, straight. The imlav, let's say the ditch is wider than 50 amis, you can't go straight across. You have to use a 50 amis string, and here you have to go down and then up again. Is hoylech lemokim shiochol avliyoy. You ladder walk on the side of the city, if over there the ditch becomes narrower. And over there, you'll measure straight across the ditch, 50 yamis. Umav liyoy, and you measure it at 50 yamis the string. Vitzoifa, and then you go further off, so that today you could look straight across to get into the city, the same place where you were before measuring across. Vichayzilimidosai, and then you go back and measure it, continue on measuring your alpayimama. Mama's like the picture you have here in Rashi. In the Mishnah, that when you make a left turn and go to the left corner, from there you can measure straight across to get over the ditch, and then you go another 50 yamas further up, and then you make a right turn, that's with Seifa, you look back and continue on the same place where you were before, measuring across the city, the Apayimama. Let's say the ditch was Mukum, was curvy. Curvy, Rashi second shot means that it goes on two sides like an L shape around the city. It goes all the way to the north side of the city, and then it goes down the east side of the city. It's mukam. On two sides of the city, the ditch is going all around. Is the chiddush is now even though on one side of the city, it's narrower. You could go across it with one string, but since on your side where you want to measure it, there it's wider. You can't get across with one string of 50 amis. It's no good. You can't measure on your side with the measurements of the other side. You have to measure each side by itself. So what's the lochataka if you can't get across the ditch? The ditch is wider than 50 yamis all along that side of the city. What's the eta now? Is mekader v'oile mekader v'yorit. You have to measure going down the slope, and then you have to measure going up again. But how do you measure? Not a regular measurement. No, with this kula in the Mishnah of Mekadrin, like we had before, that one person, you measure with a string of dal damas long, and one person holds the string to connect his lathe, and the other person holds the string, the top person holds it near his leg, and the bottom person doesn't put it near his leg, but he has a right to pick it up near his heart. So you gain, every four amas, the height of half a person. So Trashi. Oh, so like Rashi before, Rashi in Miller Rashi with the Sef Toch Yasinim, Him ho ye gai ma'ukam, ve'en yochol ha'av liyoy mekadir v'ochikoma, Him ho ye gai mis'akim, v'hoylich, this ditch was going around the city, v'soyve v'esir, u'kishu moide tchum mariv, en yochol ha'av liyoy b'chevel shonunama. All along the mariv, the west side of the city, you can't make it within 50 amis. The ditch is always wider than 50 amis. No beruach marovis. The ad shu misakim l'sof until it comes to the north side. Who maskel lahashmes there becomes this less than 50 yamas across. I say avlo eno moyelis lemidas chum marov mekadav yirlam. For the marov side, since there you can't go across within 50 yamas, you can't use the other side. You have to do the eights of measuring down the slope and then coming up again. What about lekoisel? Again, you're measuring outside the city 2,000 amis, and you come across a wall. Now this wall, again, like Rashi before said, means a wall of avonim, stones, that the stones cave down, and now it's like a little mountain, and you could walk up and walk down the mountain. How do you measure it? Is ein omrim, we don't say, you have to not drill a hole through this wall to measure straight through it, elo imdoi. Now you can make an estimate. You have a kula, if you have a koisel, this wall, made out of bricks, this wall that caved in, you have a pile of bricks, you can make an estimate how wide it is, and just estimate it across. You don't have to measure the wall itself. For the Gemara, of Yonan Tanan Mavliyoi, and now in Mishnah it says, you come to a wall, is Mavliya. Mavliya means you have to take your string of 50 yamis and go straight across it. How do you get across the hill? The Teretz is, that you have one person standing on the bottom of the side, and the other person stands on the bottom of the other side, and they both lift up a pole, and the string goes straight across. If it gets within 50 yamis straight across, you can measure it that way. Like all part of the theory, the Mishnah says that if you have a geder like this wall, you have to mamish measure it with a string of 50 yamis. And here we're saying, if you meet up to a kaisom, you don't have to measure it at all. Just estimate. Make an estimate in your mind how wide you think it is. It's a kula. You can estimate it. So here it's a stira. And for the Gemara, there are two different cases. Hosom nicho tashmishta. Ho chole nicho tashmishta. It depends how big this slope is walking up this hill made out of these stones. Has a stone wall caved in that's made like a hill now. One is the slope is not so deep, so it's nichatash mishta, you could walk it. If you could walk it, then you have to measure it. Mashenkin, here we're talking about where it's so steep, you can't walk it. There, the Rabbanu will make, you could just count it with an estimate. So, Drashi, but nichatash mishta, no, it's able, you could walk up this slope. That this slope, when you walk dal damas long, it first goes up yutfochin. There we say you do have to measure it. It's if only from one side to the other side is 50 yamis, you measure it with the string. If it's more than 50 yamis wide, then you have to measure the slope going up and going down by being mekader. Here we said a chiddush that by the kaisel, you don't have to measure it, just make an oimed. We're talking about the kaisel zokov yosimidai. The wall is mamish straight up, zokov. The chiv on the loichazel hiluch, since people b'chal can walk on it, and goiva shipua oila lemidas atchum, the goiva shipua, we don't measure b'chal the slope going up and going down. It doesn't go into the midas atchum at all. Therefore, you have a right to measure it just with an estimate. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel loishonu ela shein chut hamishkolos yored kinegdoi. That when do we have this kula? If we say the chut hamishkolos, that means when you want to measure, when the people are building, they want to make sure it's straight, so the person on the top floor sends down the string, and they see exactly how straight the string is. That's called the chut hamishkolos. The string that has the weight that you throw it down to see how straight it is. So l'shonu l'shein chut hamishkolos yored kinegdoi. When you throw it down, it doesn't go kinegdoi, means, in other words, the slope is a nice slope, that people could walk up this hill. So drashi l'shonu, the mekader, when does the Mishnah say if you reach a mountain and it's wider than 50 amis, that you have to measure the slope going up and the slope going down? And we said, what does the end of the Mishnah say? Shemati shemekadrim b'horim. You could have this kula be mekader, means the way you measure it is, you take a string of dal damas long, and you have one person holding it by his lave, and the other person up holds it by his foot. When do we say you have to measure it though? So drash l'shon, the mekaderela, the nichatash mishtei, that this hill, a kopon, people could walk it up. You could walk it. Shemukin kokach, it's so slanty, in other words, it goes up, kokach shein chut hamishkolis yorid kinegdoi. That means kishemeniach chut mishkolis habanoyim. When the people that build use the string to measure the length, the height of it, eitzel svasoi by the svas, by the end of the mountain, via redis liyankoi, and it goes down to the deep. On this, let's say we're talking about now a ditch. You're standing at the svas, at the rim of the ditch, and you throw the string down, and it goes down. Minakeves pishipua, it hits like the slant. Umakeves hamodra milerid, and it's so the slant is like so big that it doesn't let the string go down kinegdoi. Elamarchikoi milmata, no, it goes further out. In other words, it depends how steep it is. If it's steep, go straight down. Let's say you have a ditch. You're on top of the ditch. So if it's a straight, steep down ditch, so then when you put a string, goes down, it goes straight down. Doesn't move on the side. But if it's a nice slope that you can even walk down, then when you send the string down, the string doesn't go straight down, the string goes to the side. That's called Nichatash Mishtei. Now, Kineged, Zatrashi says, what does Kineged mean? You're a Kinegdoi. Mashma Mechuvin. Or the Kama Meforish, the Yad Dal Damis, Korola Yuri Kinegdoi. If it doesn't go further away than Dal Damis, that's considered it's going Kinegdoi. It's very steep, and you don't measure it. Shayacha Keshipu Esemishkolis or Kakois of Dal Damis, Mikineged Svosi Hal Yoinen. If from your standing on top, from down, the Mishkolis goes out, Dal Damis, that's called already it's too steep, then you don't have this, then you don't have to be Mekader. Yeah, so again, so Shmuel is saying, Leishonu, when do we have this din, that if you have a ditch, and it's wider than 50 yamis, that we say the Mishnah, you have to measure Bebi Mekadrin, you have to measure the slope down and the slope coming up, that's where it's walkable. Where you could walk down the slope. That's the Loshen Eloshein Chut HaMishkolish Yorik Kinegdoi. When you put the string from the top going down, it doesn't go straight down. It's not that steep. But it goes out. It moves out more than Dal Damis. So let's say it's only like 10 Tfachim high. And then it moves out Dal Damis wide. So that's called the slope that's still walkable. Then you have to measure the slope going down and the slope coming up. Ah, but in the case, that Chut HaMishkolish Yorik Kinegdoi.